You got when she knew she was going to leave you, when she knew she couldn't stand you or anything about you ever again. Do that story, Grease. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can tell because it's so evil. But I was motivated by greed. You see, I was looking at a bunch of bills on the kitchen table one day, and I was so frustrated. I said, Estelle? She said, what, honey, are the bills getting worse? I said, yes, they are getting worse. But I think I just figured a way out. Do you remember if, when they buried your mother, did they bury her with all the teeth in her mouth? She said, why, of course they did. You don't think we went and had her teeth pulled, do you? I said, well, Estelle, remember all those gold teeth your mother had? She said, yes. As a matter of fact, she did have some rather extensive bridge work. I said, Estelle, now I want you not to get upset about this. Just think about it in a rational way. Think about how your mother, like, if Estelle, if your mother could walk out of the grave, don't you think she'd help us out of this financial bind if she possibly could? If your mother could do anything, she'd help us? And Estelle said, of course, my mother was a very generous woman. She'd help us any way she could. I said, good. Because I'd like us to go to the graveyard tonight, dig her up, and pull out those gold teeth. She said, are you out of your mind? I said, Estelle, you just told me she'd help us. If she were here, she'd help us. Well, she can't help us. She's got all that gold in her mouth just sitting there rotten. Always sitting here with the bills. And I bet you if there was some way we could call up to heaven and said, Mrs. Archengurtis, do you mind if I go down to the grave tonight and dig you up and pull your teeth out and cash it in for the money? Would that bother you? You know, she would say, go ahead, Nina, with my blessing. If you're doing it to help my daughter have a better life... Well, I finally talked Estelle into it. And sure enough, that night, we snuck out there. About 3 a.m. I finally dug open the hole. And I creaked open the box. I thought, oh, Estelle, it's better. Better, you know, look at this. Give me the pliers. And so I tilted back that head, and that mouth and the lower jaw just fell away just about. You know, it's, So I grabbed the plier. I said, hold the light. Hold it. She said, oh, I can't look. I said, hold the light. But crying out loud, I can't hold her head back. And the pliers in my head. Hold the light. I said, Estelle, this is never going to work. I can't get a grip on these babies. She said, what are you going to do? We went and dug up the grave. You opened it. You desecrated it. Oh, I said, I know. I got an idea, Estelle. I think we're going to have to take the head with us. She said, what? I said, Estelle, your mother would help us. Look, I can't get a grip. I'm in a hole here. It's wet. It's nasty. At home, I got tools. I can't pull these teeth out of here. Somebody's liable to catch. Estelle, we got to take the head. She said, oh, God, we've come this far. Go ahead, take the head. I said, good, now you're talking. Yeah, here we go. All right. Oh, geez, this is going to take forever. Let's just do it the quick way here. Yeah, okay. We drove home in silence. But still, every now and then turning around to look at that bloody lump under the blanket in the back seat. I said, Estelle, I won't need your help from here on in. Why don't you go upstairs, make us some coffee? I'll go down to the basement. I'll have this done in no time at all with the tools I got there. She said, okay. So I hopped out of the basement. And I threw the blanket in the corner, and I took that head. And I put it in the vise. I had a workbench, and I put the head, you know, the neck, because I left enough neck so I could put it right in the vise, and I spun that thing, and I got it in there real good and tight, tilted the mouth back. I said, all right, now we are talking here. Let me get my drill out, and let's see here. Yeah, I think I'll go for these incisors first. All right, this is going to work good. Then I reached up, and I put on my cassette player and played some music while I did it, you know, so I could have some accompaniment. I got a, let's see, it's 5, 6, let me check, make sure there's no more. Well, I checked her mouth thoroughly. I didn't want anything to get away. A hint of silver, just a skosh of porcelain there. Buddy, I checked that mouth from stem to stern. Finally, when I was done, I had this big old pile. I had this big old pile of gold teeth in front of me. And finally, Estelle walked down. She took a look at the proceedings and She just turned and walked away and went back up to the kitchen table and sat down. And I said, "What's the matter, baby?" She said, I might be able to forgive you for talking me into desecrating my mother's grave. And I might be able to forgive you for cutting her head off and bringing it back here. But I'll never forgive you. I walked down there and I looked at Mama's head in that vise, and her mouth was shaped like a big Cheerio.
Take your seat, sir.
Listen.